Today, we wrap up our month-long housing series with a look at something that's been on our minds a lot. We're talking about the mortgage crisis and how it's affecting our friends, families, country, and ourselves. According to the Federal Reserve, 1 in 7 American homeowners owes more on their house than it's worth. That puts millions of people at risk of foreclosure. And there are a lot of opinions as to why this is happening. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from a California real estate and lending expert, but first, a national perspective on the foreclosure crisis. Thomas Martin is president of America's Watchdog, a national housing consumer advocacy group. Thomas, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So what exactly does it mean to have your home foreclosed on?
Well, in a nutshell, it means you haven't been making your mortgage payments. You're upside down as far as payments, and the bank's taking the property back. And it's all, you know, based on the contract you signed in the deed or the note.
How far behind in payments do you have to be before they really go after you on a foreclosure basis?
It depends on the loan servicer or the lender itself, but in subprimes, it could be as low as 3 months and they start foreclosure. Mainstream banks, because of politics, and we think they're trying to hide the truth from the shareholders, it may be 6 to 8 months or even more.
Now, do you think African Americans and Latinos are disproportionately affected by this whole mortgage shakeout?
Well, everyone was affected. I mean, all genders, all races, all ages, but blacks and Spanish speakers, absolutely yes. One being the blacks, I think, you know, they were in a certain city neighborhoods frequently, and they had a lot of sudden equity or instant equity in their homes. And so people just took advantage. The industry targeted them. I mean, we've seen case after case where people are receiving letters saying you can get $10,000 or $15,000, no credit checks, no appraisal, no nothing. They bit, not realizing that the loan, when I reviewed the papers, cost them $30,000 or $40,000.
Tom, when you talk with people, and you've talked with thousands of homeowners across the country, what are they saying about both how they got into this mess and, are they hopeful of getting out, or are most of them fatalistic?
I think pretty fatalistic at this point. I think the clock's hit 12 and people are realizing I'm in deep trouble and I need to get out. And what terrifies us is that our National Mortgage Complaint Center has projected that by this time next year, 1 in 4 U.S. homeowners will owe more in their house than it's worth. And what mortifies us is the fact that they walk. We'd be worried about a lot more than just a recession right now.
Do you think there's going to be a government bailout of not of institutions as we've seen already, but of individual homeowners?
I was in Katrina and. You know, that was 80,000 houses. They did a horrible job on that, so we're terrified the fact that the government will come in too late in the game to stop any foreclosures, spend a bunch of money, and really not get the desired result. And the issue is so complex, the whole spectrum of buyers are out there, people have put nothing down, home flippers, et cetera. We're not exactly sure how the government does a bailout.
We are used to hearing about people who have lower-priced homes and overextended themselves and maybe had subprime mortgages, but now you're seeing a trend of some people who have fairly pricey homes getting into trouble. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, we think it was an embellishment. You know, the numbers that the industry is releasing right now we think are dramatically lower than what they actually are. I think I've seen numbers of 5,000 or 7,000. If you really throw in the high-rise...
We're talking about homes worth at least $1 million.
Oh, yeah. If you throw in the high-rise condos in Miami-Dade, throughout the country, L.A., with these million-dollar-plus houses, we're probably looking at 25,000 to 35,000 foreclosures just within the next 12 months. So 6 times the numbers I've seen, 5 or 6 times.
Where are the hot spots? You mentioned Miami's condo overbuilding. Where else are there real trouble spots?
Southern California is going to detonate in the next 12 months, and that's going to be the big problem for the country because the price thresholds of houses are so high in Southern California or Northern California that, you know, it's like 4 houses in Ohio. And if they go, we think we'll start seeing bank failures.
Well, I'm in Southern California, and every time I walk down my street, I see some other place for sale. It's definitely something that you can literally see on the streets. So if you're someone who's not in foreclosure but who knows that things are really tightening up, what advice would you have for that person?
Well, we get probably 15 to 30 phone calls a day on that one, and we just tell people consult an attorney. You know, find out what your best legal avenues are because we are not attorneys, but certainly we're trying to tell people foreclosure is still going to happen. So you may have to go bankrupt if that's the appropriate avenue. A short sale, which means you sell the property before you even get for it and give it to the bank and hopefully walk away. Or even, in fact, go deed in lieu, which just means you walk into the bank, put the keys on the counter, and just walk away.
Thomas, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thomas Martin is president of America's Watchdog, a national housing consumer advocacy group. And let's focus now on a state with one of the biggest foreclosure problems in the country. We're talking California. Last month, one in every 200 California households received a foreclosure notice. That is 2.5 times the national average. For a closer look at how you can keep a hold of your home, we've got Nancy Harris. She's been in the real estate and lending industry for more than 20 years, and she owns Harnan Financial Group in Los Angeles. The company helps people locate, finance, and buy property. Welcome.
Good morning.
So we just heard a little bit about bankruptcy. Is that really an option for people?
Bankruptcy is an option for certain people depending on their specific situation. The trouble is that with real estate and just individuals in general, every scenario is specific and subjective. So what may be good bankruptcy for one person, that may be a good option. For others, it may not.
Give us a story. You've dealt with so many different people, but give us a story of a client who was facing foreclosure, but you managed to save him or her. Just generalities about it.
Yes, this is just funny. This just happened just a week or so ago. A client called me and wasn't really sure how bad their situation was. So luckily I was able to get the paperwork and any public records that were filed against the property. And to my horror, and this is the truth, the day that I looked at the paperwork, their house was going to be sold on the courthouse steps in about an hour from when I was looking at the paperwork. So what I did was call the client, apprise them of what was going on, and did they realize they were literally about to lose their house? It was going to be sold from under them in about a half hour. I called the trustee company who was in charge of the sale, spoke with them, got them in touch with the client, and long story short, they were able to wire some money in time to prevent that sale from going on the steps of the courthouse. But, I mean, that's an extreme case, but this is the stuff we're looking at.
Do you think people procrastinate because they just can't face talking to anyone, including people at the bank, about it, or they're ashamed?
That's a huge part of it. People stick their heads in the sand, don't open the mail, because the banks and lenders go through a lot before they actually take your property. They are trying to communicate with you. And so a lot of it is, again, shame, embarrassment, and people just don't want to deal with it.
You've been in the industry for 20 years. How have things changed? And do these things go through cycles?
Absolutely. And that's some things that people have to remember. This is all cyclical. Now, every cycle takes a different type of personality. And this cycle is taking yet a different personality and a pretty painful one. But you always have ups and downs in real estate. And that's what people have to realize. Real estate basically is a long-term investment. It is not a short-term, use your house as an ATM investment. It's a long-term investment. When you go against those principles, you have to understand what you're getting into. You run the risk of getting in markets where your investment goes down, just like the stock market. Your investment goes down. What can you do?
Now, how many of your clients would you say have had subprime loans? How big of it is of a problem is it for people who you've dealt with?
Well, I would probably say of my portfolio, anywhere from 25% to 30% of my portfolio over the last, I would say, 5 years was in subprime loans. And, you know, this is my personal opinion, but the loan itself is not the problem. It's the understanding that the client had of what they were getting themselves into. For instance, my clients, I told them, I said, you know, you're going to be paying this now, but in the change, you're going to be paying this. Can you afford it?
You also sell real estate. Some people are saying now is the perfect time to buy, or 6 months later, or this, that, or the other. If you think that you're in a position to buy, what should you do, and is it a good time?
If you're in a position to buy, meaning that you have some money saved up, you have good credit, and you can literally afford, literally, dollar-wise, to purchase a piece of property, it is a fabulous time to buy. Unfortunately, you know, we do have a lot of foreclosures. It's a lot of product on the market, which enables ones that are qualified and prepared to take the step, they have a vast array of product available to them.
What about auctions? Are they a good idea for people who may not be experts to really look into?
With the auction scenario, you do need to do your homework. You need to know what you're getting into. You have to walk in with money that you're willing to spend, and you have to do your due diligence on the properties because you have to know where your limit is and what you're willing to pay to get that property.
All right. Well, Nancy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Nancy Harris owns Harnan Financial Group in Los Angeles. The group helps people locate, finance, and buy property. She also blogs about financial issues at harnanloans.com. And she was with me at our NPR West studios. Mm-hmm.